感谢主耶稣，我们可以放下世上的重担，来到神面前享受安息。
Thank the guidance of God that we could leave behind our burdens of this world to come here to receive the peace from God.
我们下午来谈雅各的故事。
This afternoon we would like to share with you the story of Jacob.
我们题目用抓风或是抓神来看他的人生。
And the topic that we would like to use is to grasp God or grasp wind as mutual encouragement to talk, to look at his life.
我们看创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章的二十六节。
25 verse 26.
二十五章二十六节
Genesis chapter 25 verse 26
二十五章二十六节我们一起读中文或是英文
Let us
all, 你也出声念我也出声念
Let us all read together
预备起随后又生了以扫兄弟手抓住以扫的脚跟因此给他起名叫雅各
Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them
以撒年正六十岁好像没有听到你们在念
Does it seem like you guys are all reading it?
来，我们再念一次，好吧
？Let's read it out loud together.
我们再念一次哈。预备起。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正六十岁。这边记载雅各出生。
Here it records the birth of Jacob.
雅各就是抓住的意思。
So the name of Jacob, which means grabs.
因为他抓住哥哥的脚后跟呢。
Because he grabs the heel of his brother Esau.
所以起名雅各，雅各他们的话就是抓住。
And that's why he was named Jacob because in his that means grabs.
那用我们的话就叫做阿抓了哦。
And which means grabbing.
那他哥哥叫以扫，用我们的话就是阿毛了。有毛的意思。
Esau means to have lots of hair.
所以这个如果就是以撒生了两个儿子，一个叫阿抓，一个叫阿毛，就是这样。
So, therefore, Isaac gave birth to two sons. One is called Hairy, and the other is called Grabbing.
那这个阿抓一辈子就是很喜欢抓东西啊。
And this Jacob.His entire life likes to grab stuff.
但是如果你仔细分析他的人生
But if we look at his life thoroughly
如果他的人生你那个生命当中你把神啊从他的生命拿掉
So if looking at his life if you remove God out of his life
就是他的 equation 他人生的程式当中没有神这个字
So in his life's equation, there is no God.
那么他这一辈子通通是在他所抓的都是风呢。
And so his entire life that he was trying to grab are all grabbing winds.
我们来看传道书的一章十四节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14.
传道书一章十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
请大家开口练。
Let's all read out loud together.
能够练得像翻译这么大声就可以了。
Read out loud.
传道书一章十四节一百七。我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空都是捕风。这个人世间像所罗门王到年老他心目当中已经去拜偶像没有神了。
So Solomon, at his old age, he had already lost God. He went and worshiped idols.
所以他说生命当中都是捕风的、哦、
That's why over here he says that in his life, everything under the sun is chasing after wind.
第二节说传道者说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And in verse 2, here it says that meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, early meaningless, everything is meaningless.
所以我们现在用这种，如果没有神啊，看到雅各所抓的都是风这个观点呢来看这个阿抓到底抓到什么东西
So looking at this as a concept we look at Jacob's life if there is no God what is he grabbing
我们来看首先他要抓长子的名分、啊、
First,
抓福气、啊、
he wanted to grab the rights of the birthright
他用欺骗的方法来抓这个福气
He used the seed to grab onto that.
因为他听说这个很好，有双倍的产业。
Because he know that there is a great blessing, which is a double portion of blessings.
啊，好像也可以得到什么属灵的福气，可是他不是真的很懂啊。
And he also knew that he also understand that there is spiritual blessings, but yet he doesn't fully comprehend.
反正抓就是了。
So.All he wants to do is just grab.
请问他抓到什么东西呢?
So let's look at what did he grab onto.
27章的23节。
Let's turn to Genesis 27 verse 23.
27章23节。
27 verse 23.
27章23节。以撒就辨不出来，因为他手上有毛，像哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福。24节，又说，你真是我儿子以扫吗？他说，我是。你看这个祝福是空的啦，没有内容的福。
So if you look at this blessing is empty. There's really no context.
爸爸是在看不出来这个到底是真的还是假的。
So the father couldn't distinguish whether he is Esau or Jacob.
那个摸手是哥哥的手，是阿毛的手。
So if he touching the arms of Esau, the arms, it is the arm of Esau.
但是声音却是阿毛阿抓的声音呢。
But then if you're listening to the voice, it is the voice of Jacob.
给他祝福，祝福什么?
So what did he bless him?
没有祝福什么。
He didn't really bless him.
那后来他是到底怎么样得到福气的呢?
So how did he eventually gain all his blessings?
我们看26节。
Let's turn to verse 26.
他父亲以撒对他说，我儿，你上来与我亲嘴。27。他就上前，你父亲亲嘴，他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气，就给他祝福说，我儿子的香气如同主是福之田地的香气一样。28，愿神赐你天上甘露，地上回土，并喜多五谷新酒。29，愿多民侍奉你，多国跪拜你，愿你做弟兄的主，你母亲的儿子向你下拜，完做主你的，愿他受做主，为你祝福的愿他，这个才有祝福的内容啊。
So here you see the context of the blessings.
天上地下的福气都给他。
All the blessings in the heaven and in the world.
所以这个不是他抓的呢。
So this is not what he have grabbed onto.
是爸爸闻到田野的香气。
But rather, it was the father that smelled the field.
是神主动要祝福他的。
And it is that God that wanted to bless him.
所以这也让我们学习到一点哦。
So here we could learn one point.
人的欺骗没有办法骗到神的福气啊。
Man's deceit cannot grab on to blessing.
但是如果一个人披上羊皮啊。
But however, if a person puts on the lambskin,
衣服有香气啊。
And if your clothes has aroma,
衣服代表行为。
And your clothes represents our
actions. 你生活当中行为有基督的芬芳。
If in our lives our deeds has the aroma of Christ.
你是受过洗，披上耶稣基督这个羔羊皮的人。
And if we have been baptized and put on the skin of lamb, which is Christ Jesus.
那么神就会赐福给你啊。
Then God will bless you.
是骗是骗不到的。
So you cannot use deceit to get it.
抓到是空的啦，用自己的方法抓是抓到风了。
If you use your method to try to grab, you will grab onto wind.
有时候我注意到有些青年会骗教会。
So I noticed that some youths they will lie to church.
明明婚前已经很不圣洁。
Before their marriage, they are impure.
但是骗教会说他们可以在教会举行婚礼。
But they lie to church that says that they could be they could marry inside the church.
好像传道人也是为他们祝福。
And I believe that even the pastors gave blessings.
但是那些话在神的耳朵都是空的啦。
But all those blessings in the ears of God are empty.
可以骗得到人呢。
You could maybe lie to men.
可以骗得到教会。
Maybe you could lie to church.
但是骗不到神。
But you cannot lie.
所以神愿意祝福这个人。
Only when if God wants to bless this person.
人用骗的是骗不到福气的。
So if a person wants to use lie, deceit to get blessings, they
cannot get it. 你看到第二个，他是在抓太太，他心爱的太太。
So secondly, he wanted to grab onto his beloved wife.
很用心抓这个太太。
He used many methods and efforts to get grabbed.
他一看到这个太太就喜欢这个太太。
He saw her and he fell in love with her.
跟他爸爸，跟他的father，未来的father-in-law讲说呢，愿意。服侍七年。
So he said to his father-in-law, his future father-in-law, that he is willing to work for 7 years for her.
很认真的来抓这个太太。
So he make every effort to grab onto this wife.
后来被他舅舅骗了。
So then later he was deceived by his own uncle.
洞房花烛夜送来的是他的姐姐，太太的姐姐。
In his wedding night, the bride is actually the sister of his bride.
知道已经太晚了。
And that was too late.
他又愿意再花七年啊来买到娶到这个拉结。当然啊，那天晚上就给他啊，当然马上就给他，但是他要做七年啊，才有办法有这个太太的名分。
So again, he has to work for another 7 years in order to grab onto Rachel.
哎，十四年很长呢。
And so in total, 14 years for her.
啊，抓得很辛苦啊。
So he actually, it was a lot of toil for her, for him to get grab onto.
如果你年薪五万呢，哈，可能你比这个还多。如果你年薪五万。
So if you have an annual salary of $50,000.
十四年是多少？
14 years is what?
70万，对不对？
$700,000.
五四二十，七十万哦。
$700,000.
娶一个太太要聘金七十万哦。
So essentially, you have to pay $700,000 for your wife.
哦，这个实在是付上相当大的代价。
That is a great dowries to pay.
但是有爱，这个代价他也付上去了。
But because of love, he paid for that.
但是他太太死得太早。
But then, unfortunately, Rachel died too early.
我们三十五章十八节，我们读过他的故事哈。
Let's read through his story.
抓到太太，最后抓到是一匹黄土啊，抓到一个坟墓啊。
So he grabbed onto his wife, but unfortunately, he grabbed onto a tomb.
三十五章十八节。
35 verse 18.
他是指拉结，将军已死，灵魂要走的时候，给他儿子起名便俄尼，他父亲给他起名便雅悯。19，拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁。哦，拉结死得很早。哦。
So Rachel actually died very early.
你很爱的，那要早死啊。
The person that you love so much, so dearly, yet died so early.
真的最后也是抓到空。哦。
So end up he was grabbing onto wings.
有一个故事啊，这是真实的。哦。
And there is a story, a true story.
啊，这个先生很爱他的太太。
This husband loves his wife dearly.
早期三四十年前啊，那时候太太要学骑摩托车啊。
And that was 30-40 years ago, and the wife wanted to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
那先生啊，就在后面扶这个摩托车啊。
So the husband was holding on to this motorcycle from behind.
这个太太刹车跟油门啊都分不清楚啊，
so、
把刹车当成油门呢、啊。
So the wife doesn't know how to brake or how to give gas.
所以想要刹车，油门一踩啊，撞到墙壁。
So he was, she was trying to put a brake on it, but then she accidentally put acceleration and
ran into the wall. 哦，这个先生太痛苦了，因为
wall.
这个太太死得太突然，太想不到了。
So then the wife all of a sudden died and suddenly.
我们人间可以一直抓哈、哦。
So in our life, we could always grab onto.
如果没有神哦，真的是抓成是捕风哦。
But if we don't grab onto God, we actually grab onto wind.
后来雅各很努力的抓财产。
So later, Jacob used a lot of effort to.
十四年之后，他跟他的舅父啊谈条件，怎么样能够得到财产？
So 14,
他的岳父啊。
14 years later, he negotiated with his uncle how to get his portion.
那他的业务后来十次改他的工价。
So his father-in-law changed his wages 10 times.
如果我们现在改工价，可能越改越高，他的工价都是越改越低啊。
So nowadays, if we change our salary, it often increase rather than decrease. And in this case, it was decreasing.
我很喜欢讲这句话，就是雅各他讲他一生哦，我觉得很贴切，是适合我啊。就是说，我觉得他讲的真的很贴切。他说。他这个十四年二十几年当中，就是白日干的黑夜寒霜，常常眼睛没有合眼睡觉。他这个话真的很感动我的心呐、
啊。So he often said that within this 14 years, he toiled in the day and couldn't sleep at night. Every day is toil for him.
你如果牧过羊哦，你要知道，没有让一只母羊掉过胎呀、啊，很不容易哦。那个雅各说：“我这个牧羊当中，我没有让一只母羊掉过 一次胎啊，没有了。你看他这个人多拼哦，他的事业他很拼的。”
So in his lifetime, Jacob says that he have never give a stillbirth to any of the lambs.
所以他才说哦，我眼睛常常没有办法合眼睡觉，晚上母羊要生啊，那么多羊，说不定常常都有羊生，他常常都没有合眼睡觉，就是要什么在拼他的事业。
So that's why what he said was that within his lifetime taking care of the herd, he will not fall asleep at night because he will have to take care of all those lambs giving birth.
后来带了一大堆啊牲畜啊逃亡。
So then later he took all his belongings, all his possessions.
你想为什么他要用逃的？等到爸爸，等到那个岳父去剪羊毛，就是比如说过 Thanksgiving 哦，那个很大的节日的时候呢，哎，他跟家人就是偷偷的跑了三天了，偷跑，为什么要偷跑呢？
So why did he escape with all his possessions secretly, in secret?
因为他抓的过程当中哦，他的岳父也是很不甘愿，他抓到这么多了。
So in grabbing, he also, his father-in-law wasn't happy that he grabbed on to so much.
如果你把神拿掉，后来他抓到是空的。
So if you take away God, what he have grabbed onto is also empty.
我们来看创世记三十一章。
Let's look at Genesis 31.
三十一章。三十一章的第二十七节到二十九节。
31 verse 27.
三十一章二十七节到二十九节。
27 to 29。
你为什么暗暗的逃跑，偷着走，不告诉我，叫我可以欢乐唱诗，击鼓弹琴，送你回去。28。
28。
又不容我以外孙和女儿亲嘴，你所行的真是愚昧。29。
29。
这节就是关键哦。我手中仍有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心哦，不可与雅各说好说歹。他追了三天，追上了。其实他是原有能力害雅各的。
So he chased after Jacob for 3 days and 3 nights. In actuality, he has the power to harm him.
如果你把神拿掉，他这些东西通通被他的救护啊，他的业务拿走了。
So if you take away God, all that he has, all his possession, will be taken back by his father-in-law.
神事实在昨天晚上出现了。
But in reality, God appeared to him, to Laban the night before.
雅各自己心中非常的清楚了。
So Jacob knew in his heart.
我们看四十二节
，verse 42，
三十一章四十二。
Chapter 31 verse 42。
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备。他也知道，如果昨天不是哦，我爸爸的神跟你出现了，我今天哦早就用比较粗的话就是 no 损了，什么都没有了啦。
So he was saying that if it wasn't for the God of my father that appeared to him today, I will leave empty-handed.
其实今天哦，真的，如果不是神保守我们
，So today, if it wasn't for God to protect us,
你再抓哦，有时候真的会抓到风呢。
No matter how much you try to grab, you will grab onto wind.
前天我太太跟我讲个故事。
So a few nights ago, my wife told me a story.
她说在报纸上看到的。
She saw it on the newspaper.
她说有一个人哦，在几年前到拉斯维加斯去哈、哦，那个本来40几万的房子哈、哦。哇，降到30多万！他说：“哇，我到这边来退休哈、哦，那这个降到30多万，我一买下去呢，我一赚就可以赚到多少？将近10万哦！我退休就日子就很好过了啦。”
So this guy thinks that if he the decrease of the value of the homes in Las Vegas from $400,000 to $300,000, he thought if he could buy that house, then he will earn $100,000.
后来就贷款啊，来买这里的房子、啊。
So he went and borrow money to go and buy that house.
那想不到现在掉到十几万。
So now that house is only worth $100,000+.
那现在怎么退休啊
？So he can no longer retire.
房贷都要不知道怎么付了，怎么退休呢
？Because now he has to still pay mortgage.And so there's no way for him to retire.
其实我们来到美国，我们每个人也都在抓哈、哦。
So when we come to United States, every one of us is grabbing.
因为我们觉得抓越多，我们越有安全感呐、啊。
Because the more that we could grab onto, the more that we feel more secure.
你看我们孩子的生活，我们从小就抓成绩，抓学校。
So if we look at our children, we often try to grab onto scores to good schools.
我一个孩子跟我讲，他有时候为了考试3天没有睡觉。
One of the child told me that he did not sleep for 3 days for one of the exams.
在那个房子 booming 的时候，我们看到有些朋友弟兄，他们晚上要去排队买房子。
During the real estate booming, that we've seen brothers and sisters that go online to go and buy those houses.
这个当然抓是一种冲劲哦，也没有什么不对啊。
Of course, this grabbing is actually some type of emotions.
但是、哦、如果真的把神拿掉
，However, if we remove God away from this,
真的人生很可能抓到空哦。
that in our life we might grab onto empty-handed.
我一直在读雅各对生命的那种那一种感受啊。
So I always often look at how Jacob looked at his life.
为什么他一直讲他的生命又短又苦呢？
Why does he always say that his life is short and laborious?
不晓得你这辈子搬家过几次哈？
If we look at our life, how many times did we move?
雅各不只是搬家，他是逃命啊。
Jacob not only did he move, but he also tried to escape for his life.
如果我是他，我会觉得自己很苦哦。
If I am him, I will also feel that I am laborious and toil.
真的，你想想看，如果是你的女儿被人家强奸，
so、
if, 你的儿子去杀人。
So if we look at if our son, our daughter was raped by someone else, and then our son went and commit murder.
你最爱的儿子又被野兽撕掉了，吃的吃了。
And then your beloved son was was killed by wild animal.
你会怎么样来形容你的一生呢？
How would you describe your own life?
我想你也会讲很苦了哦。
So you will also say much hardship.
我们看到雅各这一生哦，没有神，他所抓的是灵了。
So if we look at the life of Jacob, his entire life, if there's no God, he grabbed onto zero.
我们都知道后来他抓到了神。
So we all know that later he grabbed onto God.
你知道，那是抓神之前哦，其实他对神是认识的。
So before he grabbed onto God, he actually knew God.
因为神啊，他也曾经显现跟他显现讲过话。
Because God also appeared to him and spoke to him.
但是你会知道，他在抓的过程当中，很少把神这个 element 放进来。他在抓的人生过程当中了。
So in grabbing, he neglect to put the element of God into his grasp.
所以我们刚刚读那个圣经，他讲那是他父亲的神，跟他亚伯兰的神、以撒的神，
that,
还没有谈到是他的神哦。
That's why in that verse we said it was the God of my father, God of Abraham, not him.
有一个经文我觉得很奇怪哦。
And so there is also a verse that I kind of wonder.
我们看三十二章第一节。
Let's look at 32 verse 1.
三十二章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 32, verse 1 and 2.
啊，我们一起开口来念好不好
？Let's all read aloud.
我们大声念哈，预备起。
Jacob also went on his way, and the angel of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is the camp of God." So he named that place
Mahanaim, 就是二军兵的意思哈。很奇怪哦。雅各遇到神两队的军兵哦。
So here Jacob met the army of God.
他知道前面就要遇到哥哥了哦。
He knew that in front of him there is his brother.
但是呢，他让这两个军兵跟他的关系呢擦肩而过。他没有说哦，两个军兵哦，哎，老兄老兄老兄，帮个忙帮个忙哦，再来我有个大困难呢。他就跟这个两个军兵擦肩而过。
He saw the camp of God, but yet he passed by them.
这个就是我们每个弟兄姐妹，很多人，我想我们都跟他一样。
So here, this is reflects most of our brothers and sisters who are just like him.
我们每个人都知道有神存在，我们生命中多多少少也经历过神。
We all know that the existence of God, and we also experience God in our life.
但是常常在我们人生最需要的时候呢，我们还是用自己的双手去抓去混动。
So oftentimes when we need God most, we often use our own method to go solve the issue.
我们相信有神，但是绝对就是不相信天上会降下玛拿下来。我们就不相信不用我的双手，天上会面包会掉下来，不相信这个事情啊。
So we do not believe in God. Even though we know God, we would not believe that God will send down manna from the heaven.
所以你读第七节。
So that's why let's read verse 7.
32章第七节。
Chapter 32 verse 7.
雅各就甚惧怕，并且愁烦呐。
So in great fear, distress, Jacob is in this situation.
凭自己的双手去打天下混斗，结局就是这四个字：害怕跟愁烦。
So.He used his entire efforts to grab onto this world, but then the result is great fear and distress.
你把他的生命跟以利沙比较一下。
If we compare his life with the life of Elijah,
以利沙被亚兰军围住了。
Elisha was surrounded by the army of.
仆人说：“哀哉，怎么办呢？被围住了。
”But and the servant said, woe to us, we have been surrounded by the enemy.
神打开他们眼睛，他们看到火车火马在围着他们，帮助他们。
But God opened their eyes to see that the God's army of chariots surrounded them.
雅各同样看到天军哦。
So Jacob also see this army of God.
但是他让那些就从他的生命溜走了。
So however, he passed by that easily.
所以你看到这个人，他直到抓到神之前，他都用自己的力量在抓他的人生。
So before,
虽然知道有神哦。
So before he grabbed onto God, he often uses his own method to solve his issues.
如果你读32章，你会觉得很有趣啊。
So if we study chapter 32, we will see that it's quite interesting.
32章把他抓的那种 mentality 哦，描述的淋漓尽致。
So in chapter 32, it depicts quite clearly of his mentality of how he grab on.
他哦，这个正反面都计算到了。这个啊，最 worst case 是什么？他做过 risk management， 那 worst case 怎么样？那最好的 case 怎么样？他都算过了。
So he actually went through a risk management analysis to see what is the worst case scenario and what is the optimistic scenario.
你看哦，第十节他本来把他的人分成两队而已哦。
So in verse 10, he separated his family members into two.
三十二章第十节啊，三十二章的十三节哦，他当夜在那里住宿啊。
So in verse 13, he spent the night there.
结果他睡觉还在想怎么样让哥哥的心软化掉呢。
So even in his sleep, he was still thinking how he is going to soften his brother's heart.
他脑筋在动，一直在抓，一直在动。
So his head is keep on, his mind keep on thinking the what method he needs to use.
你知道，如果算一算这些牛羊大概510只哦。
So if we calculate all his animals, it's about 510 animals.
如果你把这个动物哦放到这个房间放不下哦，那个很多。
So if we put in 510 animals in here in this room, I don't think we could actually accommodate.
你看，本来两队住宿又想啊，不行，要礼物要分三队哦，所以呢，三队要有一个空间哦。啊，第一队呢，啊，以撒就问说，哎，这是谁家的啊？啊，仆人就说，哦，这是我的仆人，就是你的仆人雅各要送给我们主人以扫的啦，哦。
So he not only separate his family members into two groups, but he also separate.
本来 everything in group 哦。Oh, 那后来光礼物就三个 group 了。
No, originally it was everyone was in one group, but then now he separate his gifts into three groups.
哇，这个他的脑筋真的很厉害哈。
So his mind is actually very smart.
你下次可以试试看，万一你跟你太太吵架的时候。
So next time, if you have an argument with your wife,
你不要一次给她三个礼物了哈。
So don't give her three gifts at a time.
她高兴太快，一下就忘记了。
She will get so happy, and then she will also forget very fast.
你先让你儿子呢拿一个礼物去给太太说，这是你的仆人，我爸爸送给爸爸的主人妈妈，一朵花。
So you give one gift to your son. Tell him to go to the mother and said, "This is from your servant." Father and to give to the master my mother.
那这个还没有打开他的心了。第二个，换女儿哈、哦，送叫女儿送给太太一个巧克力。
So then this of course doesn't open the heart. So you ask the daughter to go and bring chocolate.
不可以一次送哦，不可以一次送，要隔半个小时再送哦。
To the wife, and of course you cannot do it together, but rather you have to separate into half hours.
再来，这叫儿子来送一根钥匙，说这是爸爸送给你的 Mercedes-Benz 了。哎。
And then later ask your son to bring a car key of Mercedes-Benz and said, "This is from father to you, mom."
你看他的心会不会开？
So you see, will her heart open up?
三对礼物，每对礼物都很多很多动物啊。
So three groups of gifts. Every group have a lot of animals.
我在想，他也想到了，当然后面才接，他也想到了要怎么样逃亡 risk management 怎么样？先那个最不爱的死你哈、哦，不爱的太太死你，先第一队，再来利亚第二队，再来拉杰第三队，都想过了。我最后如果要杀过来，我第一个可以先跑。
So he already planned out his risk management. He put all his servants in the front, and then Leah in the second group, and then Rachel in the third group, and he is last. If they, If they start to kill all of them, he could still run.
我以前听一个传道讲哦，那个第一对不是死女，是有孩子嘛哈、哦？啊，孩子看到、这个是谁呀、啊？啊，这个是阿贝哦，叫阿贝，阿贝好，哎，第一组也叫阿贝，第二组也叫阿贝，第三组也叫阿贝。那个传道说，啊，那一礼拜一礼拜一礼拜，心就被剥开了啦，被亏了哦。
So there was one pastor that actually used this analogy that actually the first group, there were sons and daughters in there too. So they are keep on calling uncle. And then in Chinese, it's actually breaking open the heart of this uncle.
所以你看那脑筋啊，整个晚上都在动。So, 怎么样能够把这个事情做好？
In his head, he keep on thinking entire night how to optimize his situation.
我们读二十二节。三十二章二十二节
32:22
我们开口来念、哦、
Chapter 32:22
三十二章二十二节
Let's read aloud
22 That night Jacob got up
and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jacob
明明二十五节说已经在那边住宿了
In verse 15 he already said that he is spending the night there
可能睡不着觉
So maybe he just couldn't fall asleep
晚上又起来不止起来、哎、全家大小连那个最小 Yes sir 起来起来全家大小通通要起来
So at night he just could not fall asleep So he got up and took all his wife families、这个 Wake up all of them
为什么他们要渡河呢
So why did they have to cross the river
因为他一定想到如果哥哥、哦、把这个渡口守起来、哦、就像以前耶和他跟那个伊瓦连打仗啊耶和他把渡口收起来伊瓦连人因为要过这个这是唯一的通路啊过去过不去就被耶和他杀了42万人、啊、
So over here it might be reminded of the situation
不是当然那是后面的故事啦他一定知道他想到说这个渡口很危险、啊、
So he thought that this crossing the river is actually quite dangerous
哎因为不能往北跑了，跟舅舅立过约了，不能往北跑了，
so、
只能往南走啊。
He cannot go north because he already have covenant with his father, his uncle. But so now he could only go to south.
小弟要讲表达的是什么呢
？What am I trying to say here？
这个人哦，脑筋哦，真的是一直在动，跟我们一样。我们在处理一个 risk 的时候呢，我们是秒尽全力前置，就像摔跤的精神呢，就是。要把事情办好。
So if we're under some risk or some issues, we will also use so much of our brain powers to think about method to resolve that issue.
因为我们又惧怕又愁烦。
Because we are in great fear and distress.
后来他抓到神。
So later he grabbed onto God.
那抓到神就不一样了。
Once he grabs onto God, it was everything changes.
啊，我们先来看三十三章二十节。
Let's turn to chapter 33:20.
他抓到神哈、哦。
So once he grabbed onto God,
我们都是等一下我们再看怎么样抓神哈、哦。So、我们先来看抓到神之后的改变呢、啊。
So let's look at the changes that happens after he grabs onto God. 三
十三二十节，在那里除了一座坛，名叫。伊利伊罗伊以色列就是神以色列神的意思他抓到神之后他的神这个爸爸的神才真会变成自己的神呢
So after he grabs onto God that he finally changed his father's God to his own God
今天、哦、我们常常风闻到有神如果你没有经历神抓住过神、哦、你永远就是一个印象永远你就不会认为他深切的以为这个是我自己的神、啊、
So today, if we only heard of God and yet did not truly grasp onto God, then we cannot change that God into our own God.
当他抓过神之后、啊、他以后凡事就依靠神、啊、
So once he was able to grab onto God, later on he always grab onto God.
我们看46章的第一节第三节46:1-3
Turn to chapter 46.
他又下埃及，他也是很害怕，因为这个神不让爸爸下埃及，阿公下埃及又这个很惨、啊、
So in verse 46, he once again needs to go down to Egypt, but yet he is afraid and fear of Egypt.
我们来看第一节，以色列带着一切所有的来到别斯巴，就献祭给。父亲以撒的神夜间神在异象中对以色列说雅各雅各他说我在这里第三节
Verse 3.
神说我是神是你父亲的神你下埃及不要害怕因为我必使你在那里成为大主所以从那个时候开始他真的凡事他懂得祷告神依靠神生命有一个极大的改变
So from that day on from that time on he know how to grab onto God how to worship God and ask pray for God's guidance, change a big change in his life.
更重要就是哦，抓到神之后，他的生命更平安哦，没有像以前那么害怕了。
More importantly, after he grabs onto God, he received peace in his life that he is no longer afraid.
他生命有了一个相当奇妙的改变啊。
Because in his life, there is a miraculous change.
我们看33章的第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 33, verse 3.
33章第三节。
Chapter 33, verse 3.
33章第三节。
Chapter 33, verse 3.
他本来是躲在后面的，没有见到神之前是有事情就要溜的人啊。
Before he grabbed onto God, before he met God, he was always in the last of the line, so that he could escape.
第三节让我们很感动哦。
But in verse 3 here, it moved us.
我们一起大声读啊。
Let's all read aloud together.
对，他自己在他们前头过去，并连七次伏在地，才就近他哥哥。
He approached his brother.
他哥哥，你看他那时候已经瘸腿了。
So that time he is also already limping.
他拖着一只腿，拼命的往前走。
He limped himself towards the front.
经过拉杰那一组。
He went past the group.
再经过利亚那一组
，Rachel, and then passed Leah.
再经过两个侍女那一组
，then went past his servants and daughters.
在家人遇到困难之前，他先到前面去挡住困难了。
So before his family enters into risk, he went ahead of them to solve those problems.
他已经不怕死了。
So he no longer afraid of death.
他已经从一个自私的人变成一个有爱的人了。
So from a selfish person, he changed into a loving person.
真的抓住过神，你可以成为一个全新的人了。
So once you are able to grab onto God, you could transform to a new person.
更重要的是，抓住过神之后，他生命就不用再抓了。
So once he grab onto God, more importantly is that he no longer needs to grab onto anything
else. 你再仔细看他的生命。
So look at his life from there.
他遇到神之后，人生一切所有不是用抓的。是神主动给他的。
So once he grabbed onto God in his life, he does not need to grab on anymore. Rather, it was God that automatically gave it to him.
他已经不用再抓福气了。
So he does not need to grab onto blessing.
而是他主动的给很多人祝福，不是抓福气，是给福气。
But rather, automatically, he gives blessings to others.Not to grab blessings, but rather to give.
他已经不用再抓他心爱的人了。
So he doesn't need to grab his the persons that he loved.
也没有办法抓，想不到，但那个心爱的约瑟，神却给这个心爱的约瑟回到他的身边了。
So he doesn't need to grab onto this Jacob, Joseph anymore, but rather God brought Joseph back to him.
那心爱的他也没办法抓了，是神自己把他心爱的赐回给他了。
So he cannot grab onto his beloved anymore, but rather God gives this love back to him.
他也不用再去抓财产。你想想看，一到下埃及地去，儿子是全国的宰相，可以说是从没有饭吃到大概饭吃不完了。我想。
So he does not need to grab onto wealth anymore because now he is going down to Egypt and his son is the prime minister of Egypt. He has all the wealth he needs.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到哦，抓住神哦，跟没有抓住神的差别很大哦。
So brothers and sisters, look at this. Before grabbing onto God and grabbing onto God,
你这一辈子要抓神，你不抓的人间的东西，真的神在你需要的时候，你不用抓，他会给。他会给你的。
So if in your life, if you could grab onto God, you don't have to grab onto anything else, but rather God will automatically give all that to you.
我们不是说我们不要努力啦。
So that does not tell us that not to give all efforts, best efforts.
我们是说我们真的要懂得吼。抓住神，让神的恩惠临到我们身上。
So, but rather, we need to learn how to truly grab onto God so that He could give His blessing to us.
我们看出埃及记33章。
Let's turn to Genesis 33.
我上课开始讲，你生命要成功有两个方法：第一个，你自己要很努力；第二个，你要让神来帮助你。
So I always told my children that if you wanted to be successful in your life, you need to strive hard in your life, but also you need to allow God to come and help you.
最重要的是神认识你了。
But of course, more importantly is that God knows you.
三十三章十七节，因为我觉得很重要，大家一起来读好不好
？33 chapter 33 verse 17. I think this is very important. So let's read out loud together.
我们请大家开口念好不好
？17 and 18.
三十三章十七节，请大家大声开口念。
17 and 18. Let's all read out loud together.
主对摩西说
：“However, when
你所求的，我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。”十八节。
18.
摩西说：“求你显出啊！”
哦，
出埃及记。
对不起，我讲错了，是不是
？Sorry。
哎，出埃及记33章。哎，你们没有声音了，拜托一下，大声读好不好
？Exodus chapter 33。
如果是学生灵会，我就叫他，就会叫大家起立。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 17. Let's all read out loud, very loud together. 17. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name.
Then,
verse 18. Then Moses said, now show me your glory.
给我看，今天我们做一个基督徒，最重要是你要在神眼前蒙恩啊！哦。
So in as a Christian, the most important thing is that we could receive blessing, a grace in front of God.
真的，神按照你的名字认识你呢。
That truly God would know you by name.
你知道吗？摩西啊，听到这句话就大胆就那给我看你的荣耀。
So after Moses heard of this from God, he dared to say to God, "Let me see your glory."
后来神也给他看了，虽然面不能看，那个屁股也给他看一下。
So of course, God still showed His glory to Moses.
对不起，我讲话比较粗了哈。其实看到后面呢。
So of course, he did not could not allow him to see his front, but then allow him to see his back.
因为你他是按照名字认识他的，是个蒙恩的人呐。
So he knew him by name, and he was blessed within his grace.
小弟常常想我自己的一生啊，哈。
So I always often think of my own life.
我觉得真的是是是，我常跟我太太讲一句话，说我们两个我们这个家庭哦，真的是在这个世界上是不配有的人呢。
So I often said to my wife that our family is worth not worthy in this world.
啊，因为我们真的不是那种很能干的人。
And in reality that we feel that we're not very skilled people.
但是我一直觉得很感谢神，就是真的，我们生命当中看到神很多的恩典。
But then we thank God that we do see God's grace within our life.
学校是野鸡大学毕业的，毕业的学校是我的学校是野鸡大学毕业的啦。
野鸡
就是
，so
就是你从来没有听过的大学。
I graduated from an infamous college.
但是我的同事很多都是名校毕业的。
And most of my colleagues, they all graduated from a very famous college.
在没有钱的时候不用付房租。
So when I don't have money, I actually don't have to pay rent.
房东说我不用付啊。
So that the landlord said that I don't have to pay rent.
没有车子的时候，第一辆车是买一块钱的。
And when I don't have car, my first car, I actually use $1 to buy that car.
没有工作的时候，没有绿卡，也没有工作，没有送出一个 resume, 竟然可以找到一个 programming 的工作。
And when I don't have job, I don't have to send out any resume, but was able to land on a programming job.
神真是一个太慈爱的神了。
So looking back, God is really a gracious God.
所以我们真的要把神抓得紧紧的。
So we truly, really have to grab on to God.
真的不是说你在世上会得到什么，是你心中会很大的平安。
Not that we will.
不用用这种那四个字，就是害怕、愁烦啊，雅各那个感觉就是害怕。
Not that we will receive a lot of blessing in this world, but rather the most importantly, we will receive peace from God, so that we are not in great fear or distress.
重要的是你怎么样去抓住神。
Most importantly is how do you grasp on to God?
我们看32章，创世纪32章。
Let's turn back to Genesis 32.
创世纪32章。
Genesis 32.
其实哦，你说要人抓住神，如果不是自己抓到没办法了，真的，人的尽头有时候才是神的起头。有时候是你抓到最后你没办法了，你根本没有办法再抓下去了，你才有办法真正去抓住神了。常常人是这样子的。
So sometimes when we use our method to grab onto things, not until the end that we have no more methods that God will show his way.
32章的。
Genesis 32, verse 23.
只剩下雅各一个人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。25节，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把， 雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就瘸了。二十六节，那人说天明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你走。这个时候，他真的把神抓得紧紧的哦。
So at this time, he really truly grab a stronghold of God.
我一直觉得哦，雅各在这个之前哦，他是一个很不成熟的基督徒。如果是基督徒的话，一个很不成熟的选民呢、啊。
So I always feel that before this point, Jacob is really an immature chosen people of God. He just know how to grab.
但是他不晓得去应付他人生最大的生命的挑战。
He does not know how to face the greatest challenge in his life.
每次人生最大的挑战哦，他都是用跑的来解决，用逃的来解决。他没有办法靠着神去面对他人生最大的困难。
So when he encounters his greatest challenge within his life, he often escape that challenge.
一走了之啊，我能逃了就没事了。
He run away so that he doesn't have to face it.
那个逃是要靠腿的耶。
So in running away, he needs to use his legs to run.
腿瘸了，连我现在躲到最后面想逃的路都没有了。
So now that he is handicapped, that he cannot run anymore.
你说他成熟吗？成熟让太太自己送到前面去受死，自己想办法逃，这个应该不是很成熟这个人。
If you look, he's really immature because he is sending his wife in front of him, so that he could actually run away.
但是现在连最后一招逃都没有了。
So now he don't even have the legs to run.
你怎么抓住神？
So how do you grab onto God?
真的很就是很可惜啦。人常常在人的尽头才变成为神的起头。人常常在走投无路的时候才会想要去抓神。
It's very unfortunate that men often wait until the last minute that you have no way out, then you allow God to come and guide you.
我们真的要等到那一刻吗？
We should not wait until that moment.
你看后来他怎么抓神的？
So let's look at how he actually grabs onto God.
因为神要走了，天亮了，没有人可以看神的面呢。
So now God is about to leave and no one could look at God's face.
我们看何西阿书的十二章三到五节。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西阿书十二章三到五节。
Hosea chapter 12, verse 3 to 5.
十二章三到五节，旧约一千零六十四页，六十五页。
Hosea chapter 3, verse 12.
是在但以理书后面哦。十二章三到五节。
Chapter 12, verse 3 to 5.
他在腹中抓住哥哥的脚跟，壮年的时候与神较力。第四五节，与天使较力，并且得胜，哭泣恳求，在伯特利遇见主万军之神在那里。这边提到说，他特别提到说他哭泣恳求了。
Here it especially says that he begged and he wept.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们怎么抓住神？
So brother and sister, how do we grab onto God?
真的，我们要有那种哭泣恳求的精神啊。
We need to use this weeping and begging.
你不祝福我，我就不让你走那种精神。
If you don't bless me, I will not let you go.
他抓住不让他走，天终一亮了。
So he grabbed onto God and would not let him go, and then the sky.
他看到了神的面
brightens, and he saw the face of God.
他看到神的面没有死，他真的是觉得一件很奇妙的事情啊。
He saw the face of God, and he did not die, and that was miraculous thing to him.
你知道，看到神之面，你抓住神，抓到直到你看到神的面。
So you grab onto God until you see the face of God.
弟兄姐妹，小弟想问你一个问题哈。
So I wanted to ask the brothers and sisters a
question. 这一辈子你曾经见过神的面吗？
Have you ever seen the face of God?
你曾经有那种经历，跟神很亲近，你跟神是一体的，你在神里面，神在你里面那种经历吗？
Have you ever experienced that you are so close to God that you are one with God that you have experienced God within you?
如果你真的有人生有那样的经历啊、哦、
But, and if you really truly have that kind of experience in your life,
你会是一个很不一样的心的人啊。
You will have a very different mind.
雅各改变了。
So Jacob changed.
本来叫阿抓。
Initially, his name's meaning is to grab.
神说你不要再抓了啦。
So God said to him, "No, no longer grab onto things.
你叫以色列。
Now you shall be called Israel.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
God rule. 从今以后，让神来治理你的生命。
That God rule. That means God rules. From this day on, let God guide your life.
让神 能够成为你的依靠，能够带领你，来治理你。
Let God be your reliance to rule over you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你抓住过，紧紧抓住过神吗？
So brothers and sisters, have we ever grabbed on
抓到见到他的面吗？
Have we grabbed onto him until we see his face?
如果没有，可能真的，你说要依靠神，依靠神，有神，这个常常是风闻的，真的。
If we haven't done so yet, and we often say that we wanted to see God and experience God, that is only of hearing God.
你要怎么抓？
How do we grab?
你要哭泣恳求。
We need to weep and beg.
你要花时间。
We need to spend time.
你要参加成年神训。
You need to attend adult spiritual adult.
真的，你一天祷告半个小时，怎么抓神？
And if we only pray for half an hour, how can we grab onto God? So we ask God to help us that in our life we could have a true transformation. We need to come and help out on the spiritual communication. And that here we could truly grab onto God. Let us sing hymn 466.